This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Greg from New York visiting.
And Johnson.
So, Greg, you're here for the, I guess you're coming to see the Andrew Yang thing in like Dartmouth tomorrow, day after. I'm not even entirely sure.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a big fan of UBI. I've been calling into the show for years.
That's Universal Basic Income.
Universal Basic Income, the idea that everybody gets money instead of making sure they're poor first before they get means-tested welfare. Given the fact that we already have welfare, this would be something that essentially would give people the dignity to collect a check without actually
dignity
identifying as like disabled or something.
So I guess my question on UBI is I kind of think of it as a solution without a problem, right? I see the lowest unemployment in U.S. history going on. Lowest unemployment in U.S. history going on at any given point. And, I mean, like, it's been in my lifetime. 1969 was the last time we had unemployment as low as it is today. And we're proposing, and the UBI folks are proposing to give out free money to people. Can you reconcile that in my head for me? Like, why would we want to do that?
When yeah, no, I think
things are working
point.
Fine.
I think that's a really good point. The optics, I mean, you got to reconcile that, right? You've got almost full employment, as they say.
Yeah.
You know,
at this point, it's hard to imagine that somebody wants a job that doesn't have one. They may not have the job they want. I mean, I remember what it was like when I was 15 years old or 16 years old, maybe I was 17, I don't even remember, working at Burger King. It sucked. You know, it was not the job that I wanted to do by any stretch of the imagination. But
you may not get what you want.
It was nice having the extra money.
Yeah, so I think that's very important. But obviously, if you compare how people used to live in the 50s and how they live now, one person could support an entire household. The employer valued his work or her work. It was typically his work if the man was the breadwinner bringing the... now, what happened was
a lot of people, well, there's some things that happened. I would first say that the 1950s came after the 1940s. And what happened in the 1940s was the most cataclysmic destruction of capital that the world had ever seen. They quite literally, you know, used the means of production to create machines that destroyed the means of production of the other side. And essentially, the United States was left as the only place on the planet where you could that could make a washing machine.
That's right. Detroit was Motor City.
Yeah.
Because everyone else was bombed out. They couldn't create the cars.
Right. It took them 10 years to build the factory to be able to compete. And, I mean, you know what Japanese cars looked like in the late 60s and early 70s? They were little rattle traps.
I remember, I think in the 30s, though, there was this big migration. John Steinbeck talks about this.
Yep.
Grapes of Wrath or, you know, Of Mice and Men. There's this big exodus from the farm into the city.
Right.
And there was sort of this Dust Bowl also.
Right.
And it took 10 years to build the factories in the 30s in this country, in the United States. And I think that a lot of that was precipitated by automation. Okay. The combines, the machines. So if you look at farms before the 30s, there's many people working there. Oxen, you know, now you have tractors, right? There's one or two people now running the farm. But back then, you had to have many people. And there were all these ideas about collectivizing the farm or doing something with socialism as well. But the idea was you needed people. Today, that calculus changes. And I think both capitalism and socialism are making this assumption that the employer values the employee enough that they're always going to pay them a living wage. I think that assumption needs to be questioned in the next 30, 40 years. And we need something to be in place to handle that demand shock. It might not happen today. Demand shock for human labor. Because Human labor?
So a lack of demand. So a shocking lack of demand for human labor.
Yeah, a shocking lack of demand. And if that can, what are wages if not the price that we pay for human labor? And if so, if human labor costs less, right? If today that surgeon is able to do the work of 10 surgeons and just faster, then surgeons get paid less and so on and so forth. So we need something in place to
take
care of it.
One thing the AMA does, the American Medical Association does, is they restrict the amount of surgeons that are going and getting jobs. So they're basically functioning as a union in the sense that they restrict the amount of labor that's available for surgeons. But I think you're right. There's probably a moment in time when robots are going to be doing the all the surgery, but probably pretty soon a lot of the surgery, and then the surgeon just has to step in, do something, and then, you know, it's all
done. My hope is that the robots step in and start taking the role of, you know, doing all the paperwork so that we can fire all the bureaucrats, because that would really bring costs down, so that instead of increasing costs by paying everyone a similar amount of money and putting them on a dole where the government can then start putting conditions on that, right? That's my fear with universal basic income, is that it creates this leverage point for the government to eventually start saying, well, if you don't do this, we're going to start taking that stipend from you. Right, we're going to start not paying you a certain little amount that you're making now. We're going to say no. So that's my concern with universal basic income. But then also, I just think that it's putting more into the hands of the government rather than just saying, why don't you keep your income? I mean, why don't we instead of dialing up government, dial it down? And start letting people have more opportunities to start their own businesses and let the market drive the innovation rather than just throwing money at the problem by stealing from other people.
Well, I agree with a lot. I think anybody that listened to me on the show and in general knows I'm sort of a left libertarian. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of these solutions can be done in a voluntarist way. I mean, the companies that I have, Cubix, Intercoin, are essentially community-based. Right, UBI in done in a voluntarist way. Okay. The community has this currency that they can inflate gradually, but everyone knows it and decides to use it anyway. Right, so there's ways to do it voluntary.
Okay,
but at the same time, what I'm saying is bringing attention to the idea of a UBI is important. And I don't know if Andrew Yang is going to win the presidency. That depends on how things go.
Right. This is, well, I mean, at this point, you're approaching it as though he's an issue candidate, and he kind of is purporting himself to be an issue candidate. He may have a shot. He's not, he's got the presidential stuff lined up. He's good looking. He's, you know, vaguely ethnic, but not ethnic. He's young. He's got, he's reasonably tall by the looks of it. I mean, he's got these things down. I think that if you were to cast a president on television, Andrew Yang looks like that guy that could play that role.
We just drew his face on a giant mural in New York City by the Battery Tunnel. There's an Andrew Yang mural now. I was up till 6 a.m. actually working on it.
Do you have the ability to do murals? That tell me.
Well, the face was actually done by a friend of mine. There's a guy that works with us,
yep.
And he brought his friend from Baruch College, and he's very artistically minded. And so he drew the face. I did the text.
Wow. And so this was like spray painted or what?
It was all paint that we had bought from Home Depot.
Wow. I was thinking that maybe you stuck a big sticker up there or something. Let's go to Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to... Did I bring up that... Here in Albuquerque, about 3 years ago.
You have brought up Albuquerque in the past, yes.
So we have many Chinese massage parlors.
Chinese massage parlors in Albuquerque, all right. Where's this going?
Well, you know, they busted them for human trafficking.
What? They busted them for human trafficking?
Yeah, they were forcing the girls into prostitution. So
how would they do that?
Well, the thing is, they were reporting that they could get sex for money plus a massage. And at first, they were arresting the girls, and it turned out they were forced into it.
So here's a question for you, Sarah. Do you think if these girls had been receiving a universal basic income, that they wouldn't have been forced into this profession?
Well, I mean, Well, they're foreign girls. They're actually Chinese citizens looking for work.
I imagine they are.
They might have been illegal, so they don't qualify for universal basic income.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it. 855-453. Free talk line.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Free to call in and talk live about whatever's on your mind tonight. Remember? 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Greg.
And Johnson.
AnyPay.global is Well, it's a site that you can use to get point of sale software for your business for cryptocurrency. So if you've got a retail business and you want to take cryptocurrency, which you should, because that'll open up a whole new market for you. People who spend cryptocurrency tend to be fiercely loyal because they don't have other places to go. Plus, you're liable to get a news story out of it. If you just go to anypay.global, and they've got a site, actually, it's helpmetakebitcoin.com. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. And you can get set up. It takes, if you have a cryptocurrency wallet, it takes quite literally a couple of minutes to get set up. Helpmetakebitcoin.com. Let's go to Elijah calling in from Kansas City. Elijah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you?
All's well. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah, you remember Mr. Rogers?
Fred Rogers.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Rogers.
Are you his neighbor?
I am his neighbor, yeah. I live right next door.
Okay, go ahead and talk about him, Elijah.
That sounds well.
I remember Mr. McFeeney. Sometimes I watch, and I think to myself, damn, like, what it would be like to caress that old wrinkly face, you know?
You know he's dead, right?
Oh, wait, is he really?
Yes.
Oh.
Sadly.
Well, I mean, even if he's dead, like, no one's going to know that I'm picking up his corpse and caressing his skull, right?
They wouldn't.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Grave robbers get caught all the time.
Is this about it, Elijah? You at the end of this?
No, I have one more thing to say.
Okay, I'm ready. I got a dump button, too.
I think they should do a reboot of Mr. Rogers.
They are.
Mr. Rogers visits a prostitute.
Okay, we got it. Actually, they are doing a reboot of Mr. Rogers. Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers. And of the people who can pull it off, I think he can.
Is it a movie or is it a
TV? I think it's a movie, yeah. You could look it up and get more information on it. I'm not exactly well-versed in these things.
I think that gentleman should purchase himself a button-down V-neck sweater.
I think that gentleman is probably just cranking us for lots of fun. Johnson, I see you brought in some show prep, and frankly, I haven't had a chance to go over it here. You got something you like?
Sure. Well, I only brought in one, so that kind of narrows it down. So let me pull it up.
Over 150 Riot employees walk out to protest forced arbitration and sexist culture?
That is not the one that I brought
up. Okay.
That's... I think in Google that happened.
I have one that is, you know, the worst possible hot button issue that happened in Georgia today.
Oh boy!
I'm not even going to mention it.
We're talking the state of Georgia.
Yeah, the state of Georgia. I don't know if you're in the new and improved group, but I want you to say go on that story before I actually bring it up.
Do it
because yeah.
Go ahead. Whatever it is.
You know, it's talk radio hell if I bring that up.
I understand.
Okay,
bring it up.
Then I'm going to bring it up. This story is from Slate. So Georgia just criminalized abortion. Women who want to terminate their pregnancies would receive life in prison.
Oh, dear God.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signed a fetal heartbeat bill that seeks to outlaw abortion after about 6 weeks. The measure, HB 481, is the most extreme abortion ban in the country, not just because it would impose severe limitations on the women's reproductive rights, but also because it would subject women to who get illegal abortions, to life imprisonment and the death penalty. The primary
Republicans, this is the reason that libertarians don't trust you. When you get control of a state, Republicans, this is the crap you do instead of
Lowering taxes.
Right. All the fiscal conservative stuff we're talking about. Look, there are states all across the United States that are controlled by Republicans. And there are states all across the United States that are controlled by Democrats. If you want to know what it looks like if the Republicans or Democrats get in charge, don't look no further than Georgia for Republicans or, I don't know, New York State for the Democrats. Or I mean, there's a variety of them out there that you'd love.
And this is also why Republicans lose and can't get hold in other areas, because this is the type of thing that happens under extreme Republican control.
Now, I think my position on this is somewhat nuanced in so much as I do believe that life begins at the, you know, the point when a sperm hits an egg. However, I also believe that crime and you know, poverty and all these things are created by the unwanted. So if the mother doesn't want this child, what am I? Why do I want to fight and you know, do all kinds of stuff in order to get this child you know, some life so that it can do what? Cause problems.
So, you know, I, mine is also nuanced. I believe in, you know, obviously a science-based solution and what I would call fetal relocation, and saying I would say that I am in some respects pro-life, right? I'm pro-life because I don't want to see any sort of ending of life. But what's the natural outcome of taking a fetus out of a womb? It dies. Now,
especially if you take it out in pieces.
Well, especially if you take it out in pieces. But that there are procedures where that doesn't necessarily have to happen, right? It can be
They've
removed.
Got artificial wombs now.
Yeah, they've got artificial wombs.
They have a sheep in one.
They do have procedures that are capable of removing a, you know, a fetus intact, right? But the purpose of that, in some cases, not all, obviously, clearly there are pretty brutal abortion styles, but there are some where it's, you know, especially the ones that are considered late term, right, where it is, you know, removing a fetus and just letting it suffocate, on, you know, and die that way, right, would be pretty inhumane. And so the actual sort of and the termination of life of that, you know, later stage fetus is done in a more humane fashion in those cases, right? So I would say that just blanket, you know, a blanket ban on it, if we were to still allow, you know, that kind of like a removal, right? Like, let's say we said, you know, abortions are banned, you're not allowed to kill anymore, but you were able to relocate the fetuses. Well, I would say that I would support a sort of a financial incentive to, if you want to save these things, then start investing money. Start investing in the technology for fetal relocation.
And why aren't the Republicans standing out
in vitro, you know, in vitro adoption? Where is the adoption in Republicans? You don't see a whole lot of Republicans adopting kids, you know, going crazy adopting the unwanted.
Right. Why aren't they helping these girls get adoptions set up in front of these things and in front of these abortion clinics rather than just protesting?
Right.
I don't really understand.
And I'd also like to see that window for adoption start happening earlier, because, again, if fetal relocation were a possibility, right, and artificial wombs were more of a scientific reality than they already currently are, then you could see adoptions happen before you know, a fetus has even come to term.
Yeah, what George is doing here sounds more like a pathway to crime, poverty, and institutionalization than anything.
Yeah, there's a lot of more details here, but yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At least 7 people are hurt in a shooting at a school south of Denver. This man lives near the STEM school, Highland Ranch, and found one of the students who was shot outside his home.
We walked approximately 2 houses. He got tired, so he sat down on the grass over here for a little while. We let him rest for maybe 30 or 60 seconds, and then we got him back up.
The man was speaking there on the ABC affiliate in Denver. Vice President Mike Pence says Venezuela's disputed President Nicolas Maduro is bad for the country.
Today, the single greatest source of disruption, the single greatest disruptor of peace and prosperity in the Western Hemisphere, has come from the regime of Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela and from their desperate attempts to cling to power.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here at Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Greg.
And Johnson.
Greg from New York, sitting here on Free Talk Live. Appreciate you making the drive up. Guess you're in New Hampshire for the Andrew Yang
rally
thing.
And the trees. Lots of trees.
There are lots of trees. New Hampshire's got trees and hills so that you can see the trees as they go up the hills. And when you're at the top of the hill, you can see them as they go down and then up the other next hill. Yeah, we got trees. There's no doubt about it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Johnson, apparently the state of Georgia is proposing or has mandated, outlawed basically abortion after a heartbeat.
Right.
And so that's like 6 weeks?
Yep. The bill sees the after about 6 weeks.
Yep. Okay. So more or less, abortion's illegal after 6 weeks. In a lot of cases, young ladies don't even know that they're pregnant in the first 6 weeks.
Right. So it says here the primary purpose of HB 481 is to prohibit doctors from terminating...
So HB, so this is not passed.
Apparently it was passed, or at least that's what the way the article title has made it sound.
All right.
That it happened. Is to prohibit doctors from terminating any pregnancy after they can detect embryonic or fetal cardiac activity, which typically occurs at 6 weeks gestation. But the bill does far more than that. In one sweeping provision, it declares unborn children are a class of living, distinct person that deserves full legal recognition. Thus, Georgia law must recognize unborn children as natural persons, not just for the purposes of abortion, but as a legal rule. And I should say that this House bill, I think, while it has gone through government, it doesn't become enacted into law until January 1st, 2020.
And they probably have to, there's going to be, you know, a whole bunch of lawsuits surrounding it, too.
I'm guessing. But, you know, who knows? If it's already gone through, that may be, it may be unstoppable at this point. So it says here, the radical revision of Georgia law is quite deliberate. The bill confirms that fetuses shall be included in population-based determinations from now on because they are legally humans and residents of the state.
Do we have to do census for babies now? For infants? Embryos? I don't even know what to call them.
Apparently, but this article brings up some even more complicated issues than that.
Okay.
But it is... It's not clear whether the bill's drafters contemplated more dramatic consequences of granting legal parenthood to fetuses. For instance, as Georgia appellate attorney Andrew Fleischman has pointed out, the moment this bill takes effect on January 1st, 2020, the state would be illegally holding thousands of citizens in jail without bond.
Mm.
That's because under HB 481, pregnant inmates' fetuses have independent rights, including the right to due process. Can a juvenile attorney represent an inmate's fetus and demand its release? If not, why? It's an egregious due process violation to punish one human for the crimes of another. If an inmate's fetus is a human, how can Georgia lawfully detain it for a crime it did not commit?
So I find this endlessly fascinating, right?
And, right?
And this is actually a very divisive issue, so I don't want to really, like, I don't know enough. And the things I do know, I could see sort of people on both sides, reasonable people, saying, okay, I believe this or I believe that. Two things I just want to say. One is that the history of Christianity has changed, right? Attitudes towards abortion have changed even in the Christian religion.
Yeah.
Certainly in Judaism, in Christianity, and in Islam, there's different opinions about...
And there's different sects of all those.
That's right. So that's number one. So to say it's only a Christian way this way or that way is not necessarily historically accurate. But more, I have this interesting question, and I just want to put a question out there and sort of maybe discuss it. It's like, okay, what about before conception? Okay, so we're talking about contraception.
Okay.
So if it takes a state, you're the state, and it takes you more money to raise the child and take care of it until it's 18 with the public schools and everything.
Right.
And wouldn't it be a smarter idea just without the moral question of just subsidizing the condoms for the people who can't afford them? Just that the condom is much cheaper
than
18 years of stuff.
I can't imagine there's too many people out there that can't afford condoms. However, I don't have a particular problem with handing out condoms. And you're just talking about, you know, pieces of rubber. It seems to be the argument against that from the fundamentalist Christian side is, hey, you shouldn't be talking to my kid about sex. I talk to my kid about sex. The Catholic side appears to be like, well, it's God's will whether sperm meets eggs. And I'm like, wow, that's fascinating. Really? It's God's will when a goldfish breeds with another goldfish, too? I mean, God's really busy with this whole making sure that, eggs get fertilized thing, and I don't know. Like, it's kind
of... I remember, like, Rush Limbaugh, like, 7 years ago or 4 years ago, he was like, oh, why should we subsidize this contraception as part of the health bill? He was really indignant about that. I'm like, dude, you want to save money? Of course you subsidize contraception. Because on the other side, you're going to spend much more, right, on the actual... As we said, person.
I say you mandate contraception. You get those, what are those things that they, the ladies get that...
Depo Provera.
Give them the depots for if they want to get their, their check. And that way, if you can't take care of getting your own money, if you can't handle your own life and you have to have money, then why in the heck would you be having a child? So, there you go. I'm with you on that. Let's go to, I think Steve's got some questions here on UBI. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Steve, can you hear me now? How about now?
Steve.
Let's put Steve on hold. Must be the, maybe it's the board op. Maybe there's something going on. I don't know. 855-450-3733.
That's right? Unborn baby infant, right?
Yeah, I go on with the other questions Mr. Fleischman has regarding the problems with making...
Sure.
Embryos, people.
So there are definitely more interesting implications of this particular new bill. Goes on to say here, the most startling effect of HB 481 may be its criminalization of women who seek out unlawful abortions or terminate their own pregnancies. An earlier Georgia law imposing criminal penalties for illegal abortions does not apply to women who self-terminate. The new measure, by contrast, conspicuously lacks such a limitation. It can and would be used to prosecute women. Misoprostol, a drug
that treats stomach ulcers but also induces abortions is extremely easy to obtain on the internet, and American women routinely use it to self-terminate. It is highly effective in the first 10 weeks of pregnancy. Anti-abortion advocates generally insist that they do not want to punish women who undergo abortions, but HB 41 does exactly that. Once it takes effect, a woman who self-terminates will have, as a matter of law, killed a human, thereby committing murder. The penalty for that crime in Georgia is life imprisonment or capital punishment.
Delightful.
Yeah.
One question I have is, like, if you really believe, if you really in your heart believe that as soon as conception happens, that person is a person, right, with full rights, wouldn't you invest in, like, preventing miscarriages? Like, isn't that as bad as an earthquake killing a lot of people? Like, millions of people are being killed by miscarriages.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I do believe that life begins at conception. However, I don't have that great of a value for life from that standpoint. I think that the government shouldn't go blowing people up, but at the same time, you know, it's... You know, the way people are raised is really important, and if you're dealing with somebody who's unwanted, the rearing is probably not going to be that great.
Wow. So in the moment you brought that up, it's actually mentioned in the next paragraph. HB 481 would have consequences for women who get abortions from doctors or miscarry. A woman who seeks out an illegal abortion from a healthcare provider would be a party to murder, subject to life in prison. And a woman who miscarries because of her own conduct, say using drugs while pregnant, would be liable for second-degree murder, punishable by 10 to 30 years in prison.
There we have it.
Prosecutors may interrogate women who
that is
going to
happen, yes,
to determine whether they can be held responsible. If they find evidence of culpability, they may charge, detain, and try these women for the death of their fetuses. So they are trying to protect them. So there you go.
So these women are basically going to try to abort at the 11th hour right before the 6 weeks, right, just to not go to jail.
Well, I guess, yeah, I guess that would have to be... But I think it's
not for miscarriage. For miscarrying later.
Yeah.
They'd have to prove the heartbeat occurred, I would think.
Yeah.
But the drug thing, if you were just doing crack and your baby, you know, self-aborted or whatever, you'd be in big trouble. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more.
When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450, free as in freedom. Let's go right to the phones, guys. We've got Steve. I think we've got him fixed here for the call. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hi.
I've got thoughts on the UBI, if you want to go back to that subject.
Yes, I do. I want to go to all the subjects, but if you want to talk about UBI, sure. We've got Greg in here.
Absolutely.
He's a self-proclaimed UBI expert.
Right, I think there's two sides of the coin on UBI. One, it's going to be bad because if they implement it, we all get this $1,000 a month, and the prices of bread, the prices of rent, everything will go up over the next 10 years. What if they revoke it? Now we're all screwed.
Huh.
On the other side of that coin, UBI could be used as a stepping stone toward a net zero economy. If you understand what net zero economy is.
Can you go into that a little bit more?
Yeah, you're going to tell me what that is.
All right. Say a piece of automation to make Snickers bars costs $1 million.
Yep.
The first Snicker bar that's made costs $1 million.
Right.
By the millionth Snicker bar made, they each cost a dollar. And by your 100 millionth Snicker bar, they're
each
a penny.
Cents. Yeah. Or, okay. Yeah. I got it?
So, yep.
So make the statement again then, now that I understand what a net zero economy is. Steve?
I think the phone service went to zero.
Yeah, he was.
But he's still there,
there,
maybe.
Yeah, he's still on the line. Huh?
Steve, move to a window.
Who knows? So, what was his first point? Can you address that?
So, I think he's like Act 1 and 2, right? Act 1 is there is inflation. And from what he said, I wasn't really sure if he said the prices will go up anyway, regardless of UBI, kind of like how health insurance prices went up. Regardless of whether there was Obamacare or a private insurance market that's like kind of private,
right?
Things go up anyway because the government money goes down, right, in price.
Well, the presumption is that there'll be more money chasing the same amount of goods, so price would then necessarily go up,
right? Because a lot of things are priced. You know, one market signal is how much can people afford.
Exactly. Well,
you know, so
we do know this. Everybody's buying food now.
Yep.
Right? There's not a person who goes, well, food's too expensive, so I'm just going to stay hungry and die.
unless you're in college.
Yeah, if you could convince me that somehow UBI, with all the other programs were going to go away, right? The ones where we tell people, because I believe that in order to, that good decisions, and like I'm all about good decisions result in good things. But we don't get good decisions without experience, and we don't get experience without having made bad decisions. So I think that bad decisions are an integral part, the yin and the yang, as it were, of, you know, we have to have bad decisions. We have to at the very least see other people make bad decisions in order to have those. So if you were to hand out, say, $1,000 is a number I've heard, but eliminate all the free government cheese and the WIC and, you know, the...
Well, yang makes it a choice, actually. You can opt into it, but then you give up the... government benefits. So it's either or. That's Yang's proposal for now.
And I imagine that some of these government benefits are well above $1,000 in value, so some people would stick on those things. But the value of those is largely you can't make bad decisions with them. There's some kind of the EBT card, I guess, that some people can buy cigarettes with it or something. So there's some aspect of bad decision-making. But, I mean, I'm incensed at the notion that somebody's spending my tax dollars on cigarettes, but they could just as easily spend it on lobster and steak if they wanted to, I guess. You know, and it seems to me they should probably be buying ramen noodles or, you know, the similar. So if you just give somebody $1,000, they can go make some bad decisions, like, I don't know, buy heroin with it instead of something else. But you have to hold them to those bad decisions for anything to work.
Right. So there's like two things about this, right? One is the bad decision is made, and it depends on the frequency of the UBI. If you're
universal
getting a UBI
basic income.
So like universal basic income every day, you may make a bad decision today. You may blow it all tomorrow in a poker game, but you can't blow tomorrow, you know, next week's money. So at some point.
So it comes weekly?
If it comes weekly. So the more frequently it comes, the quicker you're going to learn that at some point your decisions, you're going to buy that food. That's one.
Right.
But it's more deeper than that. It actually, I think, goes the other way. The other way. So studies show that people who don't have enough money, they literally have lower IQ points not necessarily intrinsically, but because they have to worry about so much stuff.
Right. Their brains are just working on about worry. Yeah.
They're worried. They can't have people running their errands for them, okay?
Uh-huh.
They don't have the money. It's like a guy with a small poker stack. You can actually take less decisions and take less risks than a guy with a large poker stack.
Mm-hmm.
Because that guy, well, he can make a few...
He can make some mistakes.
Some mistakes, and then finally he hits it, right? And of course, if you're loaded or you have a big support system, then people can bail you out. Banks can bail you out. In fact, our president has been bailed out several times by his dad, by banks, etc. So definitely, if you're in that position, you have a support system. If you don't, then having a support system for everybody actually improves their decisions, if you believe these studies.
Okay, so a support system improves decision-making for everyone. All right. I suppose there's the possibility that this is...
Or at least on net.
This is the case. I mean, addictive drugs are so prevalent and have been for so long, I find it difficult to imagine that somehow people are just going to straighten up. But maybe.
Look, we're talking about this at a time when there's an opioid epidemic in the United States, and they have jobs. People have jobs, and they're laid off of the jobs, and it's especially the men after 2008 with the crash, okay? A UBI would actually decrease the amount of dependency the laid off people have. Or the depression. You know how many women are over medicated, or I should say, 1 in 4 women, middle-aged women in the United States, is on an antidepressant. 1 in 4.
How are you going to pay for it? I mean, this has to be the biggest question. Where is this money going to come from?
The 1% of the 1%. Women.
What was that thing about Bernie Sanders and the writing the rape stories? Women,
they want to be raped.
God, that was glorious.
What is that medicine, I forgot, when you have like the tiniest, like Avogadro number molecule?
Oh, yeah, what is that? Fentanyl.
No. I forgot. There's instead of doing the traditional medicine, homeopathy.
Yep.
So I was just going to make the joke that the 1%, the less percent, the more money you get. Right? If you get the 0.001%, they're going to pay for everything. No. So Andrew Yang proposes a value-added tax, for example.
Okay. So that's on top of everything else that we have.
Right. But remember, we are a person who opts into UBI under Yang's proposal would not be getting the means-tested welfare stuff. So, for example, if they identify as disabled, right? Yang talks about this in an interview with Ben Shapiro, actually, funny enough, because he sort of sits with people on the left and on the right. So, in a fiscal conservative world, he points out, somebody could identify as disabled, and they have two choices. They can either believe they're really disabled, in which case they're not screwing the government, they're not committing fraud or anything.
Right.
They're really disabled. But think about that mindset. You identify as a disabled person.
That's bad.
Who, right. They might turn down a job because they might be considered able-bodied.
Right.
And lose everything. Under a UBI, that person wouldn't be turning down jobs. So how can we afford it? How can we pay for it? The fact is these resources exist in society. Everyone needs the food now. Right. The question of how we diverting money, each transaction is a vote. So what we're doing by diverting money to people, to everybody, is essentially saying, look, we're going to vote more heavily for necessities first, food, clothing, and then things that are not necessities will follow later.
Wouldn't it be nice if Finland's UBI actually worked this way?
Well,
the Finland UBI experiment does not work the way that Yang.
It's disastrous, yeah.
It's they didn't remove the conditional benefits that they offer there. So in other words, like for child welfare benefits, someone who was on that UBI still had to apply and go through a separate process for those welfare benefits as well. So that sort of disincentive to work still exists in the Finland UBI system.
And I just want to say that a lot of conservatives who support Milton Friedman with the negative tax, okay? The negative tax is basically UBI with more bureaucracy. Whereas basically, like, you have to file your tax,
yeah.
And then if you make below a certain amount, they make it up for you.
Oh, they still, the Republicans already like this. They like the idea of an income of basically welfare coming through the filing of your taxes. And I think the reason, I don't know why they choose to do that, but that's the way they do it. They're the head of household and earned income.
It's exactly like what I said earlier. They salivated the idea of having control over money that they can take away from people if they're not acting in the moral way that they so decide, right?
And I think that cuts to the point of mistrusting people. And I think maybe after the break we can talk about that.
Sure.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. We can take your calls. You can also call in on our Discord lines. Go to discord.freetalklive.com. You can download the Discord app there. And we've got call-in rooms. You can use those. You'll sound great, as you'll see here shortly. It's discord.freetalklive.com.
Everyone knows even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands if you qualify. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who will fight to protect you from the IRS, ensuring you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144. 800-890-0144.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.